In summary then, we clarified the doubt that Islam is refuted by science and reason by expounding the Islamic creed. Science exists in the realm of the seen, the observable, the physical, the tangible, natural and measurable. Islam, or more specifically, Iman, exists in the realm of the unseen, the hidden, the metaphysical, supernatural and the miraculous. Science is concerned with the how. Our Iman is concerned with the why. The proof of science is through empirical testing. The proof of Iman will be through death. And we used to belie the Day of Judgment until there came to us the certainty of death. But by then, the intercession of any intercessors will be of no benefit to them. And when we accept that Iman is in the unseen, we accept that it is beyond the reach of science. Ergo, the articles of true faith can be neither proven nor disproven by human endeavor. Nor is the Islamic belief contingent upon fanciful speculation or fallible rationale. Although sound intellect does direct the truth seeker to recognize the reality of the divine on the basis of his signs. We saw in the example of Abraham evidence of how the patriarchal prophet would reason with his opponents on the basis of reasonable monotheistic belief and the necessity of singling out Allah Most High for worship. And regardless as to whether one succeeds or fails to convince an atheist as to the reasonableness of belief in the creator and originator of all that exists, it is sufficient as a proof for any disbeliever that they are presented with the revealed texts of Islam, the infallible Quran and its perfect exemplification in the Sunnah of Allah's Messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Islamic monotheism is in any case intuitively affirmed by our fitrah, the innate, natural and primordial state of Islam that Allah has instilled within our very subconsciousness. And only those whose hearts are heedless of the truth will belie his signs and deny his divine reality. Thus, our Islamic creed is compatible with science and reason, insofar as Allah is creator of the universe, and He determines its laws, including what men can and cannot observe and measure through empirical methods, just as He alone determines what men can and cannot rationalize and comprehend through logical deduction.
وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ
Allah has created you and what you do. And as we believe in the above, why should we not believe that Allah created Adam from clay, or that He split the moon? Forcing a believer to choose between Islam and science is like forcing a choice between one's home and one's schooling, or between one's parents and one's teachers. We study in one place and we serve in the other. A chemical engineer does not cease being good with calculations if he makes ablution and prays. A cosmologist does not break any laws of physics if he gives thanks to Allah for his health and well-being. A geneticist does not betray any biological truths if she spends from her wealth upon the poor, seeking forgiveness and nearness to Allah, and so on. Thus, the Islam versus science argument is specious. It posits a category fallacy and a fallacious dichotomy. Science studies created things, categorizes them, and attempts to understand how they work and where might be their utility. Islam teaches us about their creator, why he created them, who has rights over them, and what those respective rights are. Yes, these two realms of knowledge can overlap, but they need not necessarily, as they have separate functions and objectives. This is why Islam teaches that sincere observation of the natural world will lead the sincere to recognize its creator, and that He, Most High, is greater than, and not bound by the laws He created only to govern and to bind us. Scientific endeavor has a purpose, of course, which is to measure and test the known world, the material world, and within its physical limits. The thinking man and woman would likewise do well to recognize that life itself must too have a purpose, and that life is itself the ultimate test.
الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ
Allah is He who created death and life, that He may test you, which of you is best indeed, and He is the Almighty, the Oft-Forgiving. Yes, Some theists, even some Muslims, may have become afflicted with doubt in the divine, especially in the wake of militant atheism's disingenuously juxtaposing Islam against science and reason. This conflagration has no doubt been aided by confusing fundamentalist Christian creationist apologetics against atheism with the more robust reports and consistently monotheistic messaging of Islam. Nor has it helped that the fickle from the followers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have strayed from his sunnah by errantly reading into Quranic teachings pseudo-scientific revisions and mountebanking on mathematical miracles, so-called, thereby creating controversies and contradictions that were never there in the first place. But even so, despite the onerous onslaught, thanks to Allah's grace, the overwhelming majority of Muslims remain unimpressed and unaffected by the scientismic ruse, as the living and very Christian half of the Brothers Hitchens keenly observes.
I don't think the Muslims are particularly worried about Richard Dawkins. They really aren't. They don't care what he says. They're not impressed. Their beliefs are unaffected by this sort of thing. One of the things I admire about them is that they're completely single-minded about and loyal to their faith. I think it's quite likely this could be an Islamic country in a century.
We will end how we started, with the start of Surah Al-Baqarah, the second chapter of the Quran. The noble companion of the Prophet, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, Allah be pleased with him, said, كَانَ أَمْرُ مُحَمَّدٍ بَيِّنًا لِمَنْ رَآهُ وَالَّذِينَ لَا إِلَهَ غَيْرُهُ مَا آمَنَ مُؤْمِنًا أَفْضَلُ مِنْ إِيمَانٍ بِغَيْبِهِ. The matter of Muhammad, meaning the religion of Islam, was clear for those who saw him, by he besides whom there is no deity. No person will ever acquire a more excellent faith than believing in the unseen. Then he recited,
Alif Lam Mim. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب.
Alif Lam Mim. This is the book whereof there is no doubt, a guidance for the God-fearing, those who believe in the unseen.